And now I'm here.
Yes, Pete is here, and so is kind of Brian, but Brian is not really here because his microphone's not working, apparently. So it's just me and Pete. I mean, I don't actually have any idea. We were supposed to have another guy on because I was drinking beer and he thought it'd be funny to be on, but he unfortunately is indisposed. Which happens.
I wonder what caused the indisposure.
The indisposure?
That's right, I said it.
Fantastic. Oh, I know that.
Hello?
Oh, that could only be Brian. Oh my god!
Oh, I know you couldn't see me because I'm way down here, but.
Who else's microphone sounds like it's being molested when he gets it on his head?
Oh my god, what the hell is that echo?
You got an echo?
Yeah, I hear like echo happening.
I'm not hearing none.
Oh, it went away. Oh, okay.
Oh. Don't I sound so sexy echo.
But yeah, so today I have been 21 for roughly 36 hours.
Woo!
That's big news.
Woo!
Whoa. Oh,
but
he
can't be dead. He just said woo. No. And there's air escaping from the folds of his fat.
not a mind.
He just said woo. Good stuff, good stuff.
DuckTales, a woo-hoo.
DuckTales, woo-hoo.
That guy actually did really good with that dramatic reading stuff.
It was so good.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was pretty happy with it, I'll be quite honest.
Yeah.
I'm actually using Bad Company as a backing track today, so be happy.
And that's why to call Pete Bad Company.
You sounded really funny for some reason.
Hey, Pete, they don't call you that at all.
They call you very pleasant to have around company, and we love it.
Oh, Pete is very jolly, I have to admit.
He's in the jolly class like Chase is. Chase is very jolly as well.
It's all the mustache.
Oh, I forgot to call Chase. I don't
know. Chase, that guy's jolly. He's got you one-upped on jolly.
Oh my god, that guy.
Did Chase finally get a new machine?
No, he probably uses his parents' computer, but like the past few Tuesdays, he's been kind of like not there for whatever reason. So, I mean,
lame.
I'm gonna have to talk to him in person and be like, "Hey, dude, pick up your damn phone." But it's all right, you know, he's got his own thing going on, so
yeah.
No problem. I'm looking for the next song to play. Actually, I guess I'll play something from Gaga's new album since I don't know what to do.
Oh well, that's a great thing to announce on there.
I don't fucking care.
This is Cyril Silly Show, where Connor has not planned anything and doesn't know what to do.
Pretty much. The only thing I have planned is after I finish this last bit of Guinness is I'm going to start taste testing beers.
Don't go too crazy.
Well, that sounds like an amazingly not smart idea.
It'll be fine.
No, it's fine.
It'll be fine.
Oh my god, I'm going to be fucking 23 next week. I feel so fucking old.
Dude, shouldn't feel old.
Weird, because I'm already 23 and I don't feel old at all.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, I just I remember back when I thought turning 13 was a big deal.
Yeah, I know.
I don't remember turning 13 being a big deal. I mean, it was just, well, no, because when I started getting into VG Mix forums, truthfully enough, I actually had already, like, I was just about to turn 13. So I just lied and said I was 13.
Oh, I remember like what Kyle did to join that fucking guild. He lied about his age and he got a fucking voice changer. And then like once he was accepted and they realized he was doing really well, he told them his real age. You're like, you have to be at least, or they found out his real age because they like looked up some kind of profile or something. You're like, hey, you have to be at least this old. He's like, well, doesn't fucking matter at this point.
Doesn't fucking matter at this point. No, I guess not. I mean, God. So let's see here. I listen to a lot of these new fucking Lady Gaga songs, but this one I like a lot. And it's got an awesome title too.
Yeah, I was just talking earlier. Like, I think Lady Gaga is one of those things that more people like than would admit to liking it, because they feel like that they're just like not supposed to like it because it's kind of like girly pop or whatever.
But you're her little monster. I guess it's things like that that make people feel like they're not like it. And the fact that she's like, so a lot of people still are like really homophobic, and she's got a large gay listenership.
Yeah, fan base. Yeah, I did notice that.
So, you know, whatever. But so basically, this song is Lady Gaga. It's the third song off her new album, Born This Way, which I got for 99 cents. Actually, I got it for free because Amazon fucked up. yesterday on my birthday, so it was like Amazon gave me a birthday present. Yay. and this one's called Government Hooker. Enjoy. Go, go, go. We are back.
All right.
We're back with a brand new jam.
That was nice. I like that.
Oh, thank you.
What do you call it?
I call it the transition noise. That's all I need.
Transition noise. Like, so now we're gonna move over to this segment.
They're the long, awkward transitions, like the ones in that terrible movie, Inspector Gadget.
Yes, I've only seen said terrible movie one time. And
I've only seen it once, but then I saw the Nostalgia Critic.
Oh, well, yeah, but anything on Nostalgia Critic is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah.
But, yeah!
Yeah! Good God, y'all. Sexy time. But anyway. So, we're back, and I have not yet gotten another beer. I'm holding off. I'm holding off for a little bit, because once this starts, it's going to get crazy.
It's going to be crazy up in here.
Oh, wait, we have a new challenger.
Oh, really?
Yes, we have it. You sent me a text to ask me.
Well, I know.
Eric would show
well, I at least go through the motions.
Yeah, you're like, hey, do you want me to join? And thank God, right as soon as you said that, I'm like, oh, it appears we have a new challenger, and Eric Birdwell.
Well, yeah, I like to, you know, at least go through the motions, and then when people are confused by me being, you know, polite and considerate, I just punch him in the face.
Punch him right in the fucking face. Oh, yeah, so, Eric Birdwell, I just finished a Guinness, by the way.
I prefer to call him Stairmaster.
I approve of Guinness.
Stairmaster.
It was Guinness Draft, specifically.
Well, mostly because Guinness can be used to make one of my favorite drinks ever, the Irish Car Bomb.
Oh, God, that's so, it tastes so good. But I wish it didn't.
Yeah, because, they are kind of dangerous that way.
Because once it hits you...
About Peach Long Island.
It hits you hard.
Also, you know, for explanation of, you know, my late appearance, I was busy in a culinary experiment of my own.
Oh, I wonder what the hell that is.
It's seasoned rice with serrano chilies, diced cactus, and diced pepperoni served alongside refried beans, all with shredded cheddar.
Ooh. That actually sounds really, really, really delicious.
It's amazing. Cactus is surprisingly good.
No, I believe it'd be good. I mean, you just cut it on the pointy parts. Yeah, the parts that hurt.
I was about to say, I would hope that you wouldn't eat the spines.
But they taste so hurt.
They taste so
hurt. Why do you hurt so good?
why do you hit so hard?
Oh my God. But yes, this is the true essence of Cyril's Chili Show.
Yeah. So what's
I don't think it has
to realize it's true silliness when everyone four comes together to form.
I imagine that being like a Power Rangers scene.
Now you see Cyril's Chili Show's true power. I'll form the penis.
And then what do you call it? Pete comes in to form the mustache and it completes it.
Yes. Yes, very much.
Wouldn't be able to happen any other way.
No. Oh boy, yes. Well, on that note, the next song is from Linkin Park's newest album called Thousand Suns, and I know I already played Linkin Park, but this song is much better. Actually, it's called When They Come For Me. It's got a sick, nasty beat. So, enjoy it.
So, did Linkin Park go back to their, like, more rap rock type ways, or are they still trying to do...
fortune and the fame, or the same person telling you to forfeit the game. I came in the ring like a dog on a chain, and I found out the underbelly's sicker than it seems. And it seems ugly, but it can get worse, 'cause even a blueprint is a gift and a curse. 'Cause once you got a theory of how the thing works, everybody wants the next thing to be just like the first. And I'm not a robot, I'm not a monkey, I will not dance even if the beat's funky. Opposite of lazy, far from a punk, y'all ought to stop talking, start trying to catch up, motherfucker. And all the people say, situation. Big said it increased the complication. Kane said don't step, I ain't the one. Chuck said an Uzi weigh a mother ton. And I'm just a student of the game that they taught me, rocking every stage and every place that they brought me. I'm awfully underrated, but payment to correct it, and so it ain't mistaken, I'ma say it for the record. I am the opposite of whack, opposite of weak, opposite of slack, synonym of heat, synonym of crack, closest to a peak, far from a punk. Y'all oughta stop talking, start trying to catch up, and all the people say,
now the new beer. Ah, yes.
Turning 21 doesn't even really seem to make a big deal these days anymore, because everyone's freaking drinking before they hit 21 nowadays.
Especially if you live in the South.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I mean, a lot of guys are like, oh man, you know, gonna be 21. It's like everybody's freaking drinking at, like, you know, 16 now, so like, what does it fucking matter?
I would say I know what you mean, Eric, when you say that, but Florida is unfortunately some sort of geographic anomaly where the more north you go, the more south you get.
That's actually really
yeah
funny.
Like, I know, yeah. Hell, one of the bars around here has a cop light. It's this red light above the bar that lights up whenever the cops are coming in, so that way if you're underage, you can get away from your drink. I wish I was making this up.
That is, I don't know, like, that's amazing in both positive and negative connotation at the exact same time.
Yep.
Wow, I have been enlightened, but no. So here, the first beer,
and the next beer.
Well, it is the next beer because I was having Guinness earlier. But anyway,
Well, we'll take turns like announcing the next beer and treat them like they're songs.
Whoa, that got loud. Oops, sorry guys. That laugh was loud. Anyway, this is called the Doppelrock, and it's a Doppelbock beer, which is a kind of Bock beer, which means it's a really good beer to me and a lot of people. And this is in honor of, because in SGC, Eric and I were feasting upon Seiner Bock, which is a Texan-based Bock beer.
And it's amazing.
It is really good. And this one's from Ohio, but the caption on it is, "Our Doppelrock bears witness to everything double. Double Bock flavor, dueling rockers, and the double neck guitar made famous by so many rock legends." And then it gives you some stuff. The Bavarian Purity Law of 1516. And the fact that this type of beer was developed by monks.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That could be the tagline right there. It's beer. Developed by monks. Well, shit.
It's 7.8% alcohol. By volume.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a pretty hefty beer. So let me taste it. I poured it. It's got had a nice head. It's very, very, very dark. Very caramely. Almost as dark as a Guinness. Oh, wow. That's very sweet. Oh, my God. I could drink this, like, super fast. Good Lord. I just may.
May.
Don't tell anybody I said that, though. But no.
You only told everybody listening.
But yeah, so that was my Doppelbock tryout there. And let's see, how many listeners do we have right now? We have six. You six
oh,
people.
Oh, shit. We have increased by one.
Oh, my God. It's so good. But, assuming.
Next week you have five, and you're just like, aw.
No. <Aww. laughs> Oh, yeah. It's true. I mean, if you're actually like a hardcore believing Christian, you technically wouldn't drink. Like, if you actually believe, not like you went to Catholic school. That's actually the opposite. Anywho, I'm going to read a fan fiction.
Oh God.
And it's a super epic fan fiction. This is this first of two, in the Megan Man series.
Megan Man
series by Andy Prosser. He's a genius. He's a literary genius, I have to say. I am impressed.
So it's about a hermaphrodite reploid.
I don't know, but all I know is apparently in another dimension, my girlfriend is a super fighting robot.
From the year 2010?
Yeah.
Connor, you're getting your masturbation fantasies mixed up with real life again.
Shut up. Alright, so I'm going to read chapter one right now. This is Dr. Light Experiment by Andy Prosser.
Oh,
chapter 1, Under Pressure. It was 1982. Bob Light was a student at Harvard who was study robots under Dr. Wiley. "You must win the science fair if you want to graduate," said Dr. Wiley. So Bob went to lab to make a good experiment. After weeks of rigorous testing, Bob White? His name changed to White, found the secret to make a robot. "It's so obvious," he said, but Wiley was jealous.
Jealous.
Chapter 2, after the next song.
Should we take turns reading this?
If you want, I'll link it up, because it's on a post and over there. Let's see. Yeah, it's pretty funny. I'm reading the bottom one. I guess we can take, since there is four chapters, or there's three chapters, but it's kind of like four. I don't know. Whoever doesn't want to read doesn't have to.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's so amazing.
I suppose I will suffer.
Okay, cool. Well, that'll be after the break, I guess. I'm going to take another sip of beer. Oh, so good. Oh, my God, that's so delicious. Jesus Christ. I think I found a new favorite beer.
Well, then, obviously, whenever I discover my method of twisting space with the power of my hatred, and I leap through my monitor to go visit you, I'll have to steal your beer.
Well, apparently, yes.
And then
I know I've said this before, but I always imagine that, like, when I'm opening a really shitty beer, like, say it's like Natty Light or something like that, as soon as it makes that clicking sound when I open it, I feel like in, like, action movie slow motion, Eric Birdwell, like, kicks through my window. Kicks me in the face and, like, teeth go flying where there's, like, a bright dramatic background.
That's amazing. Oh, you guys. But anyway, this next song is by Metroid Metal because they are an awesome band, and it is It is Brinstar from Super Metroid, one of the most kick-ass, masty, nasty songs on the expansion pack EP. Go check them out at their Bandcamp. Let's play it. We'll be right back.
And we're back.
Well, Brian, the answer to your question is that it was full of Wild Turkey 101. And that is all I'm saying about it for the benefit of our listeners.
Yes, because we don't have
that sound you just made, Connor. For some reason, I imagine that that's how you write lyrics. Like, you throw a piece of paper up in the sky, and then just go, and the letters just come out.
That's utterly astounding. That is amazing. Oh. Such a crazy bastard. Anyway. Shoot, what was I gonna do? Oh, right. So yeah. I poured myself another one because it tastes so good. And, God, I...
Terrible fan fiction?
Yes, terrible fan fiction. Okay, I'm not taking any call-ins until...
John Frieden was a zombie.
Yes, I'm not taking any call-ins until after the fan fiction is done, at the very least. Just so you know, I appreciate...
So which one of the five listeners wants to call in?
The same guy who called in last time. Were you around for that? No, you weren't. Hey, it's Grant Fikes. He's an alright dude, but he's a little overzealous. That's all.
Grant, what he's saying is he hates you.
No.
Don't read between the lines, Grant.
God, you're such a douche. Grant,
no,
my friend.
No, I just squeezed my chest and no water squirted out. I'm pretty sure I'm not a douche.
You're so... Just read the chapter two. Of
the Fine, chapter two. Mayhem at the science fair.
Dun-dun-dun-dun.
At the science fair, the Juges were impressed with Megan Man. Wow, nobody has invented robot before, says one.
Brian.
I call him Megan Man. He has a gun and a missile launcher. You win the science, fa. But before he could get a ribbon, Dr. Wily come in angrily. You get a F, Bob Light. I am unimpressed with robots. No, said Bob Light, and Megan Man detected that Bob Light was angry, and he blew up the gym and killed Dr. Wily.
End chapter two.
I wish my science fairs in high school had been that exciting.
I don't know if it's his high school. I don't know.
I mean, no, it's Harvard. I was unaware that Harvard had science fairs.
Apparently.
And I was also, Harvard was the big place to go for robotics. I always thought that was MIT.
Reminds me of this picture I saw on Lulinks the other day. There's there's one of those like typical grade school science fair projects in the background. There's these two kids standing in front of it. They're looking toward the camera. Neither of them look particularly bright, and the science project just says, "Is ham tasty?"
Is ham tasty?
Yeah.
Oh lord. Oh man. Oh man. I am starting to feel the liquor.
Oh, so Con, at some point in the future, there's a drink that you must try. I discovered it at the last party that we had here.
Oh, Christ.
Green tea liquor.
No, Eric.
It's 40 proof, doesn't at all taste like it.
No, Eric, no. That is an evil substance designed by evil men for evil purposes.
But it's called Zen. It brings you inner peace.
But it's called Zen. Therefore, it's okay.
And it has antioxidants.
Oh, okay. So it counteracts, any free radicals that are caused by alcohol.
Yeah.
Would have been better if it had electrolytes.
How is beer formed?
And now I'm just remembering that my stepdad was telling me about when he was a kid. Rile cream. Yeah, that hair wax stuff. And he remembers that in big letters as a major selling point on a tub of Rile cream, it just said, "Now with cholesterol."
Now with cholesterol.
Now with cholesterol.
Yeah, apparently smearing cholesterol in your hair is good for it or something.
Well, that actually kind of makes sense to take a step back from the serious thing. Cholesterol lipids are very important for the health of a lot of things on your body. It's just that Americans consume a lot of cholesterol that's bad for you.
Well, it's like how I kind of want to just get a tub full of pure trans fat, so that way if there's ever a hippie apocalypse, I can just smear it in a circle around my house and I'll be safe.
Okay, with that, the next song is by Danny B. And it's called Forest Punk. It's the Chapter 1 of Super Meat Boy. Enjoy.
Crap, Connor got possessed by a crow. Time to break out the
crow.
Again?
Oh, so much alcohol.
Yeah.
Well, listeners, we have something special for you. One of the most disturbing conversations via text message ever devised by man.
Oh, wait.
It is. Wait. Yes, Connor.
What? Well, sorry, I just linked it in chat. I already linked it in chat. So we're gonna share it to you, the thing I linked in chat on air.
Yes,
I'll be the guy.
God, yes, this is a text message between a guy and his mother, opening with his mother.
You gotta use your spicy chicken sandwich voice.
Okay.
Hey, honey, when you come home, do you mind if we have sex? I really, really, really want to get some of that meat stick you call a penis. Okay, love ya. Winky Mom. Smiley face. Can't wait.
Mom? Question mark. Why would you send me that?
Oops, sorry. That's for your dad. You're John, he's James, you're one right under him in my phone. But you shouldn't have a problem because you do it with your girlfriend.
Mom, I don't have a girlfriend anymore. We broke up last week. I was probably just masturbating.
Is that what that noise is?
Bye, Mom.
That's far too amazing. Oh yeah, who was gonna read the end of the fanfic too? Because we gotta do that this between song section.
Chapter 3 award ceremony. Someone get on it.
I don't even have it up, so.
Oh,
I guess I'll read it, since, you know, that'll work.
You don't want to suggest to take turns reading it, you don't even have it up.
I suggested you take turns reading it.
I can't argue with that logic.
I guess I can't. Well, anyway. Chapter 3, Awards Ceremony. Bob Light stood proudly. For your courageous, I would like to present you this science fair number one ribbon and your PhD in inventing robots, said the science fair judge.
I want a PhD in inventing robots.
Where do we get into that?
Holy shit. Can you imagine how fucking badass that looks on a plaque in your fucking office wall?
PhD inventing robots.
Thank you. This is the happiest day of my life, said Bob Light. Megan Man said, I guess I can call him Doctor now. And everyone laughed. The end. I started and I can't stop. Oh, I'm up to 7 listeners. You guys rock.
Yes. Yes.
Grant says, yeah. Amazing. I like to make as much noise as possible when I masturbate and leave my doors unlocked.
Ugh. Oh, fuck. 3 listeners.
You are a bad roommate, sir, if you do that.
Jeremiah Weed.
Hey.
What? What are you linking me, Matthew?
No, Jeremiah Weed is a type of hard lemonade. It's delicious.
Wow, that actually looks really delicious.
Unfortunately, it's weak as shit, which means I have to drink an entire six-pack before I start to get a buzz.
The Jeremiah Weed blended bourbon risky says it's 90 proof.
Oh, that one. I'm most familiar with the Jeremiah Weed hard lemonade.
Yeah, that looks like it's on here too, but there's a sweet tea version of it now. That looks really delicious. Looks like something I would get all up on. Yeah, anyway. From the liquor diversion. I'll have to queue up another backing track. queued up another backing track. Now I gotta think of a song to play. Oh, that's right. I owe JH some songs, so let me go grab those.
Do you?
Well, I promised him I'd play him a song as a request, even though he doesn't listen.
What a dick.
I mean, I love you, JH, but man, you can be a douche.
I wrote a song. Make a song out of it and put it on your next album. By the way, I don't listen to you, and I've never bought anything you've ever made.
Oh, that's terrible. But also,
oh man, did I tell you guys about the time when my roommate realized that we have the best freezer ever?
No.
Nope.
Well, one morning he came downstairs to make some breakfast, and he was looking through the fridge for something to eat. Opens the freezer and just sort of sits there for a moment. And then looks over at me. It's like, Eric, we have the best freezer ever. I look over, and the entire contents of the freezer were a bag of pizza rolls, a frozen pizza, 3 trays of ice cubes, and a liter of vodka.
Oh my. That just screams bachelor.
Yes.
Bachelor.
Now I imagine the freezer door opening and closing like a mouth and just like saying it in that voice.
That's
kinda
amazing.
Kind of like the 5-second film where the dude gets eaten by his dishwasher.
The stove that rapes. Rape stove. The stove that rapes.
Rape stove?
Yes.
Sigh.
Oh, boy.
Why are you talking about crappy Naruto characters?
Who's talking about Naruto characters?
There's one called... Now, I don't know that. I don't watch Naruto. What? No. No.
See?
You can't implicate me.
Whoever you are saying that, you're a bad person, and you should feel bad.
Shut up. The next song is from... JHC47, which is on 2 hours before this show at 8 o'clock every Tuesday, 8 Eastern every Tuesday. and JH puts it on, and it's 2 hours compo. You get to compo for 2 hours, and then you upload it to Solid Composer. This is by MV, Outlander, JH Evil 27! For a moment so I could play this thing that's requested by David, Mr. Hubbard Brushfire.
Yeah.
was pretty crazy. Now I'm going to link back. Welcome back, listener, not listeners. You guys, hi.
Congratulations, you won.
Shut up.
Congratulations, you won. I did win, because I have cool co-hosts who are willing to come on this show and act like asses.
So in short, as we were talking while we were muted, Connor's the biggest, oh hey, we're back.
Fuck you. But anyway, so I guess now if anyone wants to call in, since I'm bound and determined to have this, they can call in. And I'll add them to the call and we can chat for a tiny bit as I get drunker. My god, this stuff's good. And stuff like that. So, there's your chance, baby.
And then there was silence.
And then there was silence. I am disappointed. Oh well.
I know. Listeners, I am disappointed.
I am disappointed in you. But hey, we have 7 listeners. Which is
oh my god, that's like one more than 6.
And that's 2 more than 5.
Oh my god.
And it's a prime number.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Don't ever Connor make that really sound ever again.
Apparently Connor really likes math.
Captain, she's about to blow.
No, I am not about to blow. If I was about to blow.
Yeah, please don't.
Please don't do that.
Oh man.
Like, I know what you're thinking, and I'd rather you didn't.
So Connor, I was looking through some MAGFest pictures, and this picture of you just makes me laugh.
Oh my god! That's far funnier than it has any right to be. Oh boy, posting that in the chats, posting that in all of the chats, everywhere.
Wow. So that's kind of interesting face, Connor.
I know, it's like, god, she's hot and god, he's hot. And I'm slightly hunched over playing bass, so it's even worse.
It's like you're concentrating all of your energy and you're just like, fuck yeah, I got this shit in the bag, just gotta put on my bass game.
Oh, no. Alright, so we have a caller, finally. Alright, add to conference, Grand Vikes!
Alright, I'm connected. Someday I'm going to purchase a headset so I can sound less crappy.
That would be a good idea because, oh my god, I can hear everything happening in the background. Clearly it is very hot in Texas.
Oh yeah, the weather is so weird in Texas. I love the weather in Texas. I love how it's so unpredictable. I mean, unlike the boring, predictable weather in North Dakota, today and for the rest of the month, snow. Snow, 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 snow. Baked beans, snow, snow, and snow.
Baked beans? Did you just say baked beans?
Yeah.
What? What?
Lovely snow! What? Wonderful snow! You clearly don't watch Monty Python.
No, I only watched that one movie by them, and it was pretty fun, but that was about it.
What about, you've not seen Spam Sketch?
Nope.
Oh, my puppy's licking me.
Aww. Oh, apparently my girlfriend has confirmed that I make that face all the time when I play.
Alright, Connor, this one's... Okay, it's not as good as the last one, but... this kind of just strikes me as like you're posing as some sort of Greek god statue bass player.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
You are the Greek god of Gibsonius.
That's amazing. I'm just like,
oh, it's actually Yamaha. Yes, I'm
yeah.
So bad.
Well, I'm glad you could actually read that Yamaha, because I didn't even.
Yeah, see, the joke works less badly when you actually know what brand it is. It's yeah. Not a Gibson Flying V.
Nah, Gibson is a popular guitar brand. It's no big deal.
That was the only guitar I could think of, though.
Nah. I mean, Gibson doesn't make too many basses, but you know what? I don't think anybody would actually care. Like, not all of my, I think, six listeners now, hey. Because you're probably not.
Cutter, I'm sorry. You take
well,
the
on
weird.
The bright side, if you're playing Rock Band, you get a higher multiplier.
Oh.
Take the weirdest pictures ever. Maybe it's just when you're playing instruments.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, I have two faces, apparently. I have the face that you first linked, and then the orgasm face that my girlfriend has confirmed is true. And then this one, apparently, which is just the, like, first, I look like I'm doing the old man look with the, you know, how you, like, pull your lips over your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, so apparently I'm old man bass player. And look, I'm flipping off the camera, too, because I play with three fingers, and, like, it's terrible. Oh, boy. Well,
actually, you're only flipping off the people on the ceiling.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you confirmed that for me. Oh, I'm out of here. I guess that means after the next song, I'll, whatever that's going to be, because I don't know what it's going to be.
The next song is going to be next
Hold
week.
On one second.
I'm holding on. I'm holding on for you. Never day I see you. I wonder why.
At the start of David.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. I'm making it all on my blush. Okay, you're silly. Oh, hey, I haven't played it in. Oh, I can't play it.
Well, it's like after you go on Swift, it's the first major intersecting road you're coming to.
Alright, so apparently Brian's dead to us. So, we're gonna talk over him. Because he sucks, and we don't. We have 20 minutes left to this day.
I suck.
Okay, it's past. It's
oh,
past,
calm down, you.
It's
we don't need none of that in this year.
Synagogue place. Trinidad, make it
Trust
right.
me, man. You suck far worse than less. Wait, you suck. That came out long. You suck less than a
oh,
lot
that
of
came out long.
Yeah, that came out.
Well, you came out.
Sorry,
long.
That Devin got lost on his way to check the mail.
Oh,
really?
God.
More
no.
Like you came out long because you are the bisex when you look, when
the
you hold
bisex?
A guitar.
Well, I am attracted to a certain number of guys, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, you were. I mean, look at the way you look at guys from behind while holding your guitar. That could mean you're the bisex.
Clearly. Well, with that, I'm going to play something by Dwayne and Brando. And say goodbye to our good friend Grant. I'm glad you could come on for a moment.
Yeah, I'm glad I could come on too.
And it was
but
fun.
Not. I'm also glad I didn't. Aren't you glad I didn't come on in the other way? So.
Yes, I'm glad you did not do that. I have enough.
If
people.
You have a girlfriend, and I want her to remain your girlfriend.
Okay. You know, if I cut you off right there, I want her. That would be really bad. Just root for that. But anyway, this next song is Mega Man 2 by Dwayne and Brando. And it's epic and it is 7 minutes long, and I'm getting another beer.
what's up? I got eight of my buddies built for less than you want, but who cares? I wish I did, but I'm just not built for that, bro. I gotta fly, hope you're ready to go for sure.
No!
Ah,
come,
you gotta interrupt.
Nope. Uh-uh. Don't think so.
If I'm following, I don't bring my shit. I wanna be the skill, the power shit. So I'll be when I don't know when they boom, 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 boom. To the windows, to the walls, to the sweat chest from my balls. I'm beating you down to the fucking ground. I got a mega muscle for y'all, come on.
Freaking thing at your ass.
Jump over that shit, then your race is greased. Two, ten, six, more.
Center. Oh, we're back on.
Oh my.
All right, so this next one, I'm going to open up. Whoever remembers what I said when we were off air, please describe it.
And there was only silence. I know that it was. It's made with chamomile.
Yes. It is by Smutty Nose, and they are from New Hampshire. And it is a Summer Weizen Ale. Meaning it's going to be extremely light. Of course, it's brewed with fucking chamomile, so why wouldn't it be light? Oh my god, that looks like tea. That looks like green. That looks like chamomile tea. It looks like chamomile tea. No, no shit.
That's,
It's a pretty long bike.
Oh, is that Devin in the background?
Yeah, it is. Here, he's gonna replace me for a second. He was bored of me.
Okay.
You have to hold it just right.
Oh, look, it's Devin Gallo.
Devin Gallo, what a man. Okay. Why the hell's he in Japan? He just fucked a Flareon. Now they need abortions, man. Or actually just one abortion.
Wow. I actually didn't know that was you. But okay, so now I'm trying to tie this bell. I had a nice head that went away pretty quickly.
What now?
I'm trying a beer. And
okay, Brian says I fucked a Flareon so hard that we both got pregnant.
Oh.
That's
and with that, I'm drinking this fucking beer.
I fucked it so hard that it got pregnant multiple times.
Oh my god.
No, and then so are we trying?
No, apparently I fucked it so hard that it got pregnant and then the baby got pregnant.
Okay, let's stop with that now, please.
Brian through Devin, stop.
Yeah.
God. Brian, Devin, stop.
Let's not scare away whatever listeners we have in the last 10 minutes.
I know, it's just like, that'd be terrible.
You just watch your count go from like 5, 4, 3, 2. Well, I still have one listener, 0.
No.
No.
No. No. You will die.
So, Devin, I haven't talked to you in a billion years. How you been, bro?
A billion years.
It feels like a billion years. Don't take me literally, motherfucker. I'll kick your ass.
Wow, this headset sucks. Yeah, now I see what Brian was complaining about. This thing is terrible. It's like if you rotate the friggin' thing slightly, the sound just drops on one ear.
Ugh, that sucks. Eventually you'll figure out
exactly how you
the headset is pretty depressing. I have a lot more.
I got somewhere.
I have a lot more faith in Brian's ability to sex me now.
You have a lot more faith in Brian to sex you?
Shut up. I don't know what I'm saying.
What the hell does that mean?
Penis.
And the
I would assume one would be involved somewhere. You know what?
The first time you said that, it sounded more like, wow, I have a lot of porn.
Let's be honest here.
We're all in the information generation together, and I'm sure we all have a lot of porn, but it's just kind of a strange thing to randomly blurt out.
Yeah, well, I have had beers. So, this next song is by Raw. It's called The Only One, and it's pretty funky dinky. Goodbye.
inside of me. You walk away, somehow dismayed at what you may have done. The lies, the dreams, the broken promises. The only one I can remember whose idea was to make this real.
Fuck you! No taking over my show, damn it. Peter had it right.
Yeah.
Yeah! Because he's my real co-host. The rest of these guys are just chumps on the line. Actually, yeah. But Eric's really cool.
I will end you.
No! My penis is ended.
I will kill you in the face.
What? I'll kill you in the face. Oh, we're winding down. I've got one last song to play. I just figured we'd come back and be like...
You thought we would come back on and all be goldfish?
Okay, Connor, I'm cutting you off. And by that, I mean I'm going to steal all of your business.
Oh, no, stop playing. I did not want it to play. Oh, Sam Podcaster, there we go. Okay, now I have a back. So, yes, the last song is going to be Devil Driver. Black Swan. Yeah. So it'll be really sweet. I like that song. But until then, this was Serial Silly Show.
Silly Show.
And I got legally drunk on it.
Is it still a silly show? Is it?
Legally?
Yeah, I'm 21 now.
He's a big boy now.
Yeah, I turned 21 like 2 days ago.
Mommy, wow, I'm a big kid now.
Oh my god. But yeah, so I love you guys. The listeners are still stuck
what
around.
Oh, that thing. Oh yeah, they couldn't find me an actual friggin' name tag.
Well,
so, listeners.
Actual listeners, I love you guys. You guys have sticked around. Grant.
He's lying.
Shut up, Grant Fikes, M1, Jake Snake, who apparently still listens in. I think Garion was still listening. And let's see, that accounts for 1, 2, 3, 4 people. So the other two people, whoever you other two guys are, thank you very much for still listening. I apparently am doing a terrible job at marketing because no one else cares the shit about myself. So tell your friends that every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, Arecibo Radio, if you are awake, you have nothing better to do on a Tuesday night, you listen to my show! And with that, Devil Driver with Black Soul Choir.